You will not be surprised to find the heat is in the headlines this week. Thousands of runners were preparing to race through Norwich on Sunday, the 17th of July, but the event has been postponed because of the expected high temperatures. This is a financial setback for the organisers, but they are still planning to hold the race in October. As we will hear in a moment, the decision was quite controversial. The Norfolk Fire Chief was warned of an extremely high risk of wildfires during the heatwave. The warm weather is affecting the environment. The Broads Authority is cutting back dangerous weeds that have flourished in the warm weather, and Norwich City Council is planning to boost nature reserves and parks in the battle against the biodiversity emergency. Here is Paul with the first of two stories about the postponed race.
Thousands of racers, raring to dash through the city centre, will have to wait a little longer. Organisers behind Run Norwich have confirmed that the 10 kilometres event has been pushed back from Sunday to October the 23rd. Bosses said that with an amber weather warning in place this weekend, the risk to participants could not be reduced to a satisfactory level, but added they are hugely disappointed. Many due to run the race have backed the decision, including solicitor Alison Armstrong. She said, "Safety has got to be the number one priority. It's the best event in Norwich, and it brings out the best of the city, in both the runners and the spectators."
The organisers of the postponed Run Norwich race have said that they are working tirelessly to make sure the 10K takes place later on this year, despite financial setbacks. It costs Norwich City Community Sports Foundation around £250,000 to put on the event. Head of Communications and Marketing, Dan Wynne, has revealed. The event has not been run since 2019, when more than 6,000 athletes pounded the pavements of Norwich City Centre. The 2022 10K on Sunday, July the 17th, was set to be the grand return of the coveted race, following a year of coronavirus-related cancellation. "After we made the decision to postpone, we had a look at the financial impact on the charity," Dan explained. "It cost us around £250,000 to put on the race. Some of that will be recoverable if we didn't put on the race, but it would have a significant impact. If we don't have a race, we don't have £190,000 coming in from entry fees and sponsorship income. With hot weather being the main factor in postponing the 2022 race to October, there are talks to push the race back permanently. We will do everything to make sure that the race continues. We need to give people confidence that the race is going to take place."
People are being urged not to light barbecues, bonfires and campfires on dry grass or in woodlands, as the hot and dry weather means the risk of wildfires is extremely high. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service issued the warning amid this week's heatwave, which has prompted the UK Health Security Agency to raise an earlier health warning to level 3. It comes after crews responded to 39 fires over the weekend, including 12 fires in the open. A rare amber weather warning has been issued by the Met Office for extreme heat at the end of the week, which could pose a danger to life. While it is not certain, forecast models have predicted that temperatures in parts of Norfolk could soar to highs of 40 Celsius. Tony White, head of prevention at the Fire and Rescue Service, is urging the public to be safe and to follow good outdoor fire safety practices to help prevent fires spreading in the first place.
Thick weeds that have been infesting a city river have been slashed back after fears were raised over people's safety. The Broads Authority has been spotted cutting the dangerous water plants lurking in a stretch of the River Yare in Thorpe St Andrew, between the townhouse and Thorpe Western Junction railway bridge. The weeds had grown to unusually large lengths during the warm weather months. It prompted Thorpe St Andrew boat businessman Mark Apple to raise fears for anyone who might fall into the water, given how thick the weeds are. But the Broads Authority sent its water plant cutting vessel out to the location last week to clear the killer weeds. Mr Martin said, "There has been a problem with more weeds this summer. This could be because of the nutrients. It has not just been the weeds, but the sewerage causing issues along that river recently. The biggest impact is on paddleboarders and canoeists who use that river regularly." The Broads Authority said it had been made aware of more water plants currently in the area than may have been present in the previous months and years. It added it is expected that the plants will naturally die down after October.
Norwich City Council wants to reduce the decline of biodiversity, as well as boost numbers of species and wildlife between 2022 and 2032. Adam Giles, Labour City Councillor for Crome Ward, which includes Masholt Heath, said people would be able to have their say on the ideas and hoped they would be taken up by November this year. The main aim will be boosting nature reserves and parks, as well as creating nature corridors between green spots. This would be achieved by people making their gardens more nature-friendly and scaling back on verge cutting. Mr. Giles said the authority would want to invest in its parks and nature reserves, including Beauthorpe Marsh, Danby Wood, Eaton Common, Earlham Park Woods, Lion Wood, Marston Marsh, Masholt Heath and Wensum Local Nature Reserve. Mr. Giles said people would be able to get advice on eco-boosting tips and verges would not be cut if they did not need to be.